I had to find strength I didn't even know I had. In the days and weeks following her accident, Harbin admits she struggled with accepting her paralysis and the likelihood that she'd never walk again without help. I'm thankful that no one ever stood in front of me and said, "You're never going to be able to walk again." I knew on my own that I couldn't move, but that helped me never to lose hope. She credits her family, Father Bill, 59, Mother Dawn, 54, and Sister Katie, 23, with helping her find the strength to push through, never leaving her side during her hospital stay. "They held my hand through it all," says Harbin. "One of them would stay and sleep in the room with me on a chair, and they'd switch off every other night," she says. Close friends from college rallied to her side as well. "I was trying my best to stay strong for them so that they didn't feel bad. I feel like that gave me a lot of strength. I'm where I am today because of the support system that was right there from the beginning." 2 weeks after the accident, Harbin was transferred to the spinal unit of the hospital, where she began months of grueling physical therapy. Regaining her confidence all became a critical part of reclaiming her life. A week before heading from Miami to Gaylord Hospital in Wallingford for further rehab, and where she'd be closer to home, Harbin asked her sister to come to the hospital with her favorite dress and hair curlers. "I did my hair for the first time in 2 months," she remembers, "and then we went outside and took hundreds of pictures." Somehow seeing herself in those photos gave Harbin the emotional boost she needed. "I was like, okay, I'm still me. I'm just sitting down," she says. "I remember I posted one of them on Instagram, and it made me feel great." Ultimately, she adds, "I had to learn not to dwell on what I could have been. I had to stay motivated and not feel sorry for myself." These days, Harbin continues a rigorous regimen of physical therapy and weekly sessions with an exoskeleton strapped on. And in addition to being back at work, she's going on dates, hoping to meet the one, taking weekend trips with friends, and even planning to go skydiving. "It's crazy that there are so many active things on my bucket list, because I never really considered myself a risk-taker before," she says. Harbin still credits her parents' support with keeping her spirits up. "They've pushed me to do more things, too," she says, although she still has moments when she really wishes this wasn't how my life turned out. She finds a measure of pride in looking back on all she's accomplished since the accident. "I'm happier than I ever was before my fall," she says. "I'm going to live the life I'm lucky enough to have."